The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down the law of who's going to allow to get an aliyah, and once upon a time the person who got the aliyah was the person actually laying, says that a person who's blind cannot get the aliyah because he can't lay from inside of the Sefer Torah, and when the person lays, when he does the Kriya, he has to lay from inside of the Sefer Torah. We did mention already that the Ramah says that nowadays that the minig is that the Balkare lays, so a person who's a Suma can get an aliyah, the same way we give an aliyah to an Amma Oritz is not able to lay either, and we rely on the concept called Shemei Ka'ina, that the person who's getting an aliyah, the Balkriya is reading it, and the person who's getting aliyah fulfills his obligation of reading through listening to the Balkriya, the person who's laying. But this halacha, that the halacha, the Kriya Satara has to be done from inside of the Sefer Torah. A person has to read every single word from inside of the Sefer Torah. And the Ramah again stresses this point later on, that the person who's laying for the Tzibur has to read from the Ksav, from inside of the Sefer Torah. This is a challenge. Person who's laying, a person has to be careful that each word he's saying, he reads from inside of the Sefer Torah. If he's very familiar with the Parsha, sometimes it's very possible a person will read a word without looking inside of the Sefer Torah. They asked the question to Rav Moshe Zatzal, where a person who was not familiar with the Torah, and there was nobody there to help him, could he have a Chumash next to him open on the side, he would look inside of the Chumash, and look back in the Sefer Torah, and then read from the Sefer Torah. He said, you may not, because a person it's impossible for a person to be careful in a situation to make sure that every word is read from the Sefer Torah, not from what he'd seen in the Chumash. Rav Shlomo Zalman says possibly if you do a pasuk by pasuk, so it's easier to maintain the balance. A person will look at a pasuk, and he's not tempted to read every word until he gets back into the Chumash. Word, it's impossible to keep track. Rav Shlomo Zalman was questioned, what does it mean that the person reads from, and Rav Moshe also mentions this possibility, person looks in the Sefer Torah, and then he says the word. Does he have to be staring at the word as he says it, or he looked at it, and then he says the word? Is that called reading from the Sefer Torah or not? What is it called reading from the Sefer Torah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's called reading from the Sefer Torah. He looked at the word, and then he said it. That's how we read. We look at something, and then we say, we don't have to be actually staring at it while we're saying the word. Rav Moshe also said that would be true. It's a situation, a person blinks. Look at the word, he blinked and he said the word as he's blinking. He said, still called Kriya Satara from the Sefer Torah because he read it from the Sefer Torah. He does point out, however, there can't be a time lapse of technically deeper, of more than a second, second and a half, between the fact from the moment that he saw the word and that he said the word. There should not be a time lapse from the time that he saw it until he said it, and that's called that a person is reading from the Sefer Torah. Have a good morning, have a good Shabbat.